And this is a dictation for Rena Pleasant. R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T. Date of service 1-4-2022. Date of accident November 8, 2021. Date of birth 2/26/1974. The patient Rena Pleasant is a victim of an automobile accident. She was T-boned on the passenger side as a driver, while the impact caused her headaches as well as dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and spots in the vision, and pain in the neck, the lower back, left shoulder, and left hip area. The pains have remained around 8 to 9, including the left knee also. Difficult to walk. The patient has had MRIs that show that she has a multilevel disc herniation from C2, C3 to all the way to C6, 7, as well as disc issues in L4-5, L5-S, L4, L5 with herniated disc, as well as bulging disc and L2-3 and L5-S1, compressing the thecal sac. Today, patient reports that her pain in the neck is around 6, left shoulder is 6, lower back pain is 8. She has pain in the left knee around 9, and now she's also experiencing pain in the right knee. She reports that her pain is shooting down to her left arm involving first, second, and third finger as numbness and tingling almost constantly. She also reports severe pain in the left sacroiliac joint, but moderate pain in the right sacroiliac joint. She cannot walk. She cannot go upstairs. She has also lost her phone, and juice fell down off her left hand. She's very depressed and very panicky. The patient reports that she has tremendous injury to the left knee and also pain in the left upper trapezius muscle and around the spine. The pain level are varying from 5 to 9 depending on the area. The patient alleges left knee is the worst pain, followed by the lower back. Now, patient reports only 10% pain relief so far as of yet, and the ADLs that are affected are walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood and relationship with other people is affected, 9. General activity is affected, 8. In the system review, patient reports the following, that she's suffering from the following in the neurology and psych. She's suffering from headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, as well as anxiety, depression, panic. However, she has no vision disturbances, memory problem, balance problems, or any other dizziness, vertigo. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the both knees, left hip, as well as left shoulder, neck pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain, and sciatica. Along with this, patient has stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back. There's a moderate difficulty in walking. The patient reports that in GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports frequency of urination, but no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that it hurts her to walk and her pain has worsened. However, there are no new changes in the pain, medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. The current pain medications are Tylenol number 3 and Narcos and substance abuse. Patient is using marijuana for relief in the pain. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood is 130/89, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 97, temperature 98.5. The rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit, the new patient visit of 12-2-2021, dictation number 0108-105. Please use general review, musculoskeletal examination, and the extremities examination only. And the plan of care is as follows. Diagnosis remain the same. The patient does not have a back brace that is being provided today to increase the healing. The patient will be provided an injection to the left knee as it is hurting her a lot, an injection to the left upper trapezius fiber and cervical fiber, and also to the paraspinal region of the muscles in C2 to C7 times 3 because of the severe pain that she is complaining and trigger points that have been identified. The patient will continue a brace for the left knee and ASAP that was ordered on the last visit. Her maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and we have provided naproxen 500 twice a day, number 60, a level 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets, Calaxin 800 twice a day, 60, and lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram, for relief of pain with two refills. She is being provided for pain relief Norco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. For physical therapy has been ordered, including focusing on left sacroiliac joint. Three times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and McKenzie exercises, as well as to the shoulder, knee, and she'll remain disabled for work, housework, and attended care of 4 hours to 7 days was provided one time, and transportation help has been ordered. Thank you. The next is the procedure. Patient is provided an intra-articular injection of the left knee with steroid. Medical indications, severe pain in the left knee is reported, although there is no MRI for the confirmed diagnosis, but there is an MRI of the left knee that shows that there is a complex tear of the peripheral zone of anterior horn of the lateral meniscus and grade 1 MCL strain, small knee effusion, prepatellar, infrapatellar bursitis, and cordyceps fat pad edema may be related to impingement syndrome, grade 2 tricompartmental chondromalacia, and grade 1 strain of proximal lateral head of gastrocnemius muscle, no full thickness tear. Only injection, intra-articular injection of the left knee is being done to provide the pain relief at this time. The rest of the injections for bursa and prepatellar, infrapatellar bursitis and tendonitis will be done at a later date. The procedure is being done because of the findings in the MRI. And then right knee, also there is a horizontal tear of the anterior horn of lateral meniscus and a signal in the posterior horn of lateral meniscus, small knee effusion on the right knee as well. However, injection is being done on the left knee only at this time. And the injection was done according to the protocol. The next injection is injection to the rotator cuff muscle of the right shoulder. The medical indications will be as follows. The MRI are not available for the shoulder at this time. However, the patient focuses pain in the supra and infraspinatus region of the tendons, and it appears that the patient has an injury to the left shoulder significantly, as she is unable to move the shoulder beyond 140 degrees of abduction. It appears that an injection here will be diagnostic as well as therapeutic and bring relief to the patient and avoid further investigation. The injection was done according to the protocol at the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Another injection was carried out as a trigger point injection to the left trapezius muscle and paraspinal region times 2. The injection were carried out because there is a patient has pointed out the pain in this area. A female chaperone was present. There is a rebound, palpably tender points noticed as a trigger point. The physical therapy has not brought any relief so far, and the patient is suffering in pain. And the injection purpose will also be to avoid giving further pain medication and avoid surgery. The injection to the trigger points is done one in the cervical fiber and one in the upper trapezius fibers on the left side as per protocol. Thank you.